discuss the sanctions with a Russian ambassador. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Is that the first time, Jared, you've heard that?
That is.
Okay, so we're going to work on that a little bit. I want you to turn that thing up.
Yeah.
And then you start kind of taking it down like that.
Yeah.
That's what, you like that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
You can play it the second hour, too,
yeah,
at 8 o'clock.
It. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, right here at Free Fire Radio. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Well, did you survive the
storm? It is February the 10th, 2017.
You flew in the weather yesterday.
Yeah,
can't wait.
I tell you what, landing in San Francisco yesterday, coming out of San Diego, it was a rodeo coming in there. I was trying to ride the bull. First of all, it's only like an hour flight, and it was filled on one of their jets. And so by the time they get to me, I was so far back in the plane. I was with the luggage practically. You know, my seat was in the head.
They made you check on your baggage.
Oh, no. They took our baggage because it was so full.
Right.
They came up to us because we were in the five group. And so I thought, five group?
Oh, man.
What's the five group? You know what the five group is? Okay. The five
group. Does it exist?
It does exist. The five group are the ones that are on the aisle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you request your... Oh, you requested.
I requested.
Oh. Well, and that makes sense.
If you're one, two, and three, you're on the interior, like the... If you're on the windows. So those guys get in first because they're in the windows.
I don't think so I've ever been
aisles,
a five.
The aisles come in last, and fours are in the middle.
Oh.
Well, by the time they get to fives, they come out of the plane and say, there's no room. That was fine. I was coming home. I said, okay, fine. Here. You know, I don't need anything.
San Francisco to Redding.
Yeah. No, this is from San Diego. So, they're checking us all the way through.
Oh, boy.
So then I get into the, I get on the plane. And I don't care because I've just, I've got this book, which is really, really a good book. There's a movie out right now, but the books, I understand, seems to be a lot better.
Sidebar.
Anyway, but then we're coming into San Francisco, and because for some reason when they started serving, by the time I got back, I had my my glass of Coke in one hand,
diet,
and I had my little regular because I was sleepy, and so I had my little bag of nuts.
You
know, it was not nuts. It's kind of like a...
Living
a,
it up.
Kind of, yeah, there it was, man. I tell you what, I live in the high life. Well,
we're getting a little tiny bag that gets you two hands, two bites.
Two bites.
It's not pretzels, peanuts.
And because it's so rough, you can't put the Coke down because it'll go flying.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm holding it in there, and I'm kind of looking at my little bag of snacks, and I'm going, okay, I'll just hold off on this. So they try to start bringing and start collecting everything before they land. Well, it is so rough, they all have to sit down.
Yeah, ding,
and
ding,
we're
ding.
Bouncing, and we're bouncing. And there's people, I'm looking, their fingers are white.
Oh, my gosh.
White
knuckle
on the seat.
Trip.
And the little girl's going, yippee, yippee, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A little girl. She's loving this.
She's partying.
Other people, you can see guys turn around wanting to kill her.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, yeah. Giddy up.
Can I have some of that? Isn't that fabulous? You know, the...
We crash landed at San Francisco. The only difference was we walked away.
Did you like land on the left side or the right?
Boom! It was like ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, all the way down the.
Oh man!
It was like you were in roller derby. I mean, we were all bouncing back and forth, and it was
what's that?
Yeah, and people could not get off the plane fast enough. It was like,
did anybody projectile vomit?
No, there's no projectile vomiting. No, but there was.
I had that happen in France.
Suspicious stuff.
Oh God!
And then
ate seafood before you. Oh.
No, it wasn't seafood. It was Iraqi.
Oh,
food.
Okay.
And that's another whole story.
Okay, that's a whole other story.
Anyway,
but you loved it.
Yeah.
The flight. But
and then
the
on
food.
The flight home, right before I leave, you're saying it's raining
really hard.
The wind's blowing, and I can just imagine coming in on a small jet. landing at Reading, but as it turns out, it was dry last night.
Well,
when
you called me from San Francisco, I just said, my God, thank God I was inside, and I really didn't have any heavy trees around the house. The big one that we were worried about, we had professionally taken down 2 years ago. We've said it numerous times this year, is that thank God we had that tree taken down.
It would have been taken down
this year. It would have taken, probably really would have fallen on our dining room.
Yep.
And it would have taken off the...
Anyway,
so...
Let's give the weather real quick, because Amy's here.
I know, we're really excited.
Amy wants to be on the radio.
Okay, we have flood warning still going on today, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know this. You know, what we have with the flood warning, the weather has just been so intense. You know you've been out in it or in the house and or heard the incredible winds. Today we have a high of 57 with about 70% chance of showers. And then tonight around 39, same. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. 61 tomorrow. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 41s. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 61 with about 10 miles per hour of wind. And Saturday night around 41. Sunday, again, the winds would be about 8 miles per hour. Monday calls for a mostly sunny day with a high near 67. So our temperatures are going back up again. Wednesday, we still have a little bit of rain, and Wednesday night and Thursday. We're still in the damp area. So, you know, boy, there's nothing like having one of those umbrellas that don't turn inside out. Anyway, welcome to our morning show. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, our local hero, the Kinneys. Veteran-owned business, where they give veteran and senior discounts. If you ever find yourself in an area that's remote and stranded and can't seem to get your propane needs, if you're with another company, do call Shasta Gas Propane. They will not leave you stranded. Great folks. 365-3793. And with us this morning... by the way, you look so cute today. I'm not talking about the dog. It's about you, Amy.
New hair.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Haven Humane.
And thank you.
Yeah. Here with the darling. Oh, who do we have today?
Look at this
dog.
So
cute. Black and white. What kind of dog?
So we have her as a dachshund mix. She's a California shelter dog.
I tell you what. She's,
what kind of breed is a California shelter dog?
She's got a little.
Aww.
How old is she?
She's only about two.
Really? She's got a little gray in her?
It's not. It's actually not gray. It's white
her.
It's just kind of like covering over the black and making her look gray. But she's
got her little paws on your leg, and she's licking your fingers.
She's sweet.
Yeah, she thinks I need a bath, I guess, because she's been trying to bathe me all day.
Oh, and so
I won't go there.
So tell us about Usna. How did you select her?
Well, I took Annie today just because she's cute and she needs to get out of the shelter.
Okay.
A lot of people have been asking about small dogs, but seem to walk right by her, and I'm not quite sure because she's not big at all. Okay. You know, she's 15 pounds,
She's
little. So, and she's one of our dogs that qualifies for our $14 adoption fee.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, again, she's about how many?
She's adorable.
What did you say about 40?
15?
15,
20? She's little.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her on my lap.
Yeah.
Tell us about Haven Humane. You have their specials right now for adoption.
We do. So, we're having a Give Love event, and all of our adoptions for our animals that have been there for 14 days or over are $14. So you really can't beat that. That's going to come with a whole shebang, like all of our adoptions do.
Linda's on the floor with the dog.
And that goes until the 14th.
She's got the dachshund body.
She does have a long body.
A little dachshy body, but she's got black and white coloring, and she's just really affectionate.
Legs like a dachshund.
So she's probably housebroken, I would imagine.
I would imagine she's done really well today. And she also does really good with kids, and she's very, very tolerant. You know, we did another temperament test with her yesterday, and you can pretty much push this dog any which way, and she just thinks we were playing with her. So she's really happy.
Because she was happy you were playing with her. She just licked Linda's ear.
Yeah, she had a rough start. She's actually been adopted before and then brought back, but when she originally came to us,
isn't that weird when that happens?
It is.
It is, because she is such a nice little dog.
And it was no fault of hers for her return.
Yeah. Right.
No fault. But she was found in a wire crate that was wired shut with a litter of puppies and was thrown into a park.
So did she have the puppies?
Yeah, they got adopted.
Okay.
And
she's been spayed now.
Though. Yeah. She's sweet, though. There's nothing about her that is like, you know, sometimes when dogs have been abandoned or maybe mistreated, she doesn't feel anything about her that has fear.
No, she's got a good
spirit. Fully, and that's the beautiful thing about a pet. You know, when they have a pure heart, it really, I think that's why they talk about it. It's healthy to have a pet.
Yeah.
It's really healthy to have pets.
I think rescue pets they seem so much more grateful for a life that you give them.
Yeah.
They're always more like they've seen the other side of it, and they're always just happy to be on a couch and not in a shelter.
Right.
So they were just loyal and sweet.
Loyal and sweet. So anyway, yeah, she does have a long body. I had to get down and see what she's got. The legs like a dachshund. She's a little taller, of course, than a dachshund. So,
on
a larger scale, but you know, she's sweet. She's very alert, and like you said, what a great pet to have with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, come on down to Haven Humane.
Yep.
She's adorable, and I think she should be taken today.
Amy, you're open at 11 o'clock today?
11 to 5 and 11 to 5 tomorrow.
Jared's looking at me like,
Jared
says, I could go for this
Every
dog.
Time he turns around and see who's the pet today, but I've not seen a dog come over to Jared and kind of like, you
want
to take
me
home?
Hey, Jared, we can make a deal here.
Amy, today it's a deal when you got $14 to adopt a dog, and they have the chip, and they have the shots, and they're fixed. That's a great deal.
It's hard to say no to a cute dog like that.
I know.
I already have dogs.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Amy, thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Amy
guys.
Amy wants her own show. Amy wants to be a talk show host.
Oh,
I would be great at it. I'm just out there.
Just throwing it out. Okay. All right. Well, here we start.
No, I couldn't leave the animals. Have to have a talk show about animals. That's what I need to do.
Oh, I love that. Maybe Haven will put you. That would be a great thing for you to do. Are you ready to commit to one Saturday or one Sunday a month?
Oh, I could do that in a heartbeat.
Oh,
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Okay, Mark. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
He's listening right now.
He better be.
I guarantee you.
Can you feel it?
I know. I always know
when he's listening because I can feel it.
Mark is always listening. Yeah, because I can't say anything about the Air Force without getting a text right afterwards saying, hey, you know, we're in the Armed Forces too. Well, you know. Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're going to take a break here at Casey and our 1460. But before we do, wasn't it wonderful, Carl, after your long flight to come home to our Sleep Number bed?
It is, because I tell you what, we stayed in a really nice place down in San Diego, and the beds were nice, but, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30, still not, you know, there was, you know, all this, it was a nice room, it was quiet, had a nice view and all that, but it takes 2 or 3 days of being on the road before you start sleeping better. Coming back home to my Sleep Number bed, my sleep number setting, of course, is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 40.
Well, mine used to be 55, I've changed it, and it may change again come summer. But right now, that's where it's good for me.
But you know what? You can sleep when you've got a bed that adjusts all your curves and everything. And I was having a neck problem, and then changed my sleeping position on this bed, and it completely went away. So this is been rated highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. You know, we've been saying this for years, that it's also the Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. All of this at Sleep Number. And right now you can visit a Sleep Number store and save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. This is a great deal. Head on down. You'll never be sorry. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center, see Brian Janice or any of the pros down there, and you will not be sorry. This is a great way to start off your year. Get a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages. I want to talk about how many trucks go through, and this is what I was doing yesterday, and going through the Otay Mesa down in San Diego with the California Highway Patrol to see how they're checked, see how trucks and everything are checked. How's the security down there? Yeah, and you're gonna enjoy this when we come back.
Ladies, we all know your guys procrastinate about Valentine's Day. Don't wait for him to get in big trouble. Give him your subtle hint and send him to Goldmark Jewelers. Along with our usual large inventory of diamonds and gemstones, on Monday, February 13th, Goldmark will be hosting a Luvente of New York special event. This one-day-only Valentine's extravaganza will feature an incredible selection of jewelry styles exclusive to Luvente. Choose from thousands of beautiful styles of diamonds and more at Goldmark Jewelers on Monday the 13th, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I don't know if I've ever seen it not rain. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you, everybody? 7:23 in the morning. It's 605-4567 is our phone number. 52 degrees right now. It's going to be raining again today, so just have at it. But it should slow down. It'll be a nice weekend.
All right, let's hear about your weekend. Everybody
I'm on the California, as everybody knows, or should, I'm on the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board. I represent the whole northern region up here. And we have two from the Golden Gate down in the San Francisco area, you know, from that whole area there. Two from L.A. We have one from Bakersfield, one from San Diego, and plus a couple of, like, Rovers. And then alternates. And we all usually, we always go down to Sacramento. You know, I just drive down in the morning. We're there for the – with Commissioner Joe Farrell. I mean, the commissioner of the Highway Patrol comes in. He listens to us. You know, they ask questions. We have a lot of input on things that they're writing, and they bounce things off us. This time we went down to San Diego to Otay Mesa. We left yesterday, Wednesday after the show. Flew us down there. And then we got together for a dinner. Nothing, and none of this was being paid for, by the way, by your tax dollars. Or the dinners weren't, just getting us down there. And we were hosted by Mark, who is will be on this show because Mark is an extraordinary young man. He has an alliance down there of food, you know, grocers and all this. But what he does is he rescues Christians from the Middle East that are being persecuted. I mean, their lives are in danger. His organization goes out and brings them in and brings them to safety.
Yeah, the Iraqi Christians.
Well, it's not just Iraqi. Any Christians out there, in case you don't know it, in over in the Middle East, if you're a Christian, it's mm-hmm. not easy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are being persecuted. Their homes being burnt. They're being killed. You know, it's really been rough. And for the last, 10 years. He's a young man, but his family has been involved. He was a legal immigrant, and his family's been involved in bringing and bringing people over and rescuing them. So he's going to be a great
guest. Did you say he was illegal?
Illegal. He's a legal immigrant. Yeah. Came over. Yeah, with his family. So so he hosted us kind of down there. So we used his office for the meeting and all this. But what we did was we went down to Otay Mesa to see how the trucks who are coming in, the 3,500 trucks a day coming into the United States, 3,500 a day leave and go into Mexico.
So 7,000 on the border.
7,000 trucks roll through that border every day. So how do you watch them? Well, you know, every one of those trucks sends them an hour before they get there a cargo manifest.
What if they don't?
Well, if they don't, they get held there. They're really strict on that. If we don't have this, and then of those thousands of cargo manifests coming through there, they're using smartware, and they're investigators, and they're looking at it. Now they call them trusted drivers or trusted companies that come through every day. We'll have several trucks like, you know, Sony and all these, you know, you'll see brand new cars coming up from Mexico. In fact, we saw it yesterday. They pulled them over because it was, as they go through the check station, they were too tall. So the guy had to come around again and drop it. But anyway, they're checking everything there. And then of that group, they pull others, the ones that, you know, that they're just looking at. There's always somebody in the check station, and they're going underneath the truck. They're finding – they red tag trucks there from coming in if they're not safe. They're looking at things. Then they've got radiation detectors there. And they hit on a load of bananas gives off radiation, in case you didn't know that. Others with desiccants, you know, the stuff that keeps things dry. And a lot of the Sony parts that were coming up, you know, electronic parts. And for some reason, it was setting off the radiation detector. So they went back to Sony and said, hey, we're holding every one of your trucks here while we search. So you might want to get a new type. And they did. They went out and got a completely new type of desiccant. And after that, there was no problems. Now, the final stage is that then they go, they put them through these x-rays. If they have some that they, you know, they suspect things, they put them through x-rays. And they find all types of stuff. They find, you know, hundreds of thousands worth of narcotics. Yeah, no, we got to go underneath the trucks to see what they were looking for.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And there's only one driver allowed in this truck when it comes across the border. You know, like sometimes there's dual drivers. Uh-uh.
So one guy drives.
There's just one person in the truck.
But then the other guy has to walk through?
No. There's no other. It's just one other.
So they're only allowed one truck driver per truck?
Per truck. Because most of these come up. They go into California. They drop off and they come back. They say some of these guys are making 5 trips a day.
Wow.
So, you know, and they don't pay them by the hour. They're not union. They don't pay them by the hour. They pay them by the load.
Okay.
If you're fully loaded, you get paid. If you're not loaded, you don't get paid as much. Mm-hmm. So this is what we saw. And then we saw the agriculture inspection and the things they find. Oh, you can't imagine the types of insects and worms and caterpillars.
Gross.
That they find on this. And they talk about, you know, on the types of food. Like here, this orange, but it's infected. And if it gets in, it could have a disease that then is spread to all the rest of oranges. So, I mean, they're very meticulous about this. And they're very proud of what they do. They've had, and I said, what's the most unusual thing? Tigers. You had tigers coming through. Yeah, they were moving tigers out of Mexico, taking them out of, you know, where they'd been treated shabbily, I guess, and were taking them to a reserve up in Colorado. I guess there's a tiger reserve in Colorado.
Okay.
He said that was – but they go through these tests also where they will put a nuclear object in there or something that emits the radiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't tell them. And then when they catch it, they have to go through all the protocols, you know, and then they do chem bio also. How do you handle that? How do you handle that? Then we saw the dog guys because those dogs will go through almost every truck that's pulled by. That dog comes up. They're not trained to be active, you know, when they go into the active scratching. Now they just sit. And so we met you know, a couple of the handlers, and they said, I said, well, how long do your dogs, you know, last? He says, a dog retires at age 10. He says, we retire them here at age 7 because of the amount of smog, pollution, and, you know, stress out there at that place. He says they're working in an airport. They can work 10 years.
Mm.
But 7 years usually is what we do. So then they'll have some quality of life when they retire. And I'm thinking about that. What about my quality of life? No, I didn't say that.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break. But before we do, a final question. I know we'll talk more about this because everybody's been like, you're really curious about what happened with your experience in San Diego on the border. But you all had a chance to get together from all over the state. What did people – did you talk about the wall?
Well, you know what? We did, because the wall right there is where that wall would go up. Mm-hmm. And that wall would go straight up the side of this mountain, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We saw parachutes coming down. And that just happens to be the place where the SEALs do their drop training, do their recalls.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching them dropping. And so we're looking at that. And they say, okay, see the wall here? We go straight up. Now, this is how tough it is. You're sitting in the middle of the border right there of where the customs and border patrol and everything is. And they've got welded down in this area the tunnels and things like this are spots that you could drop down to have them welded. They said right down there they cut the fence. Right down there is like 50 yards. So they come zipping over this one fence, cut through the other. Right there at the border checks. So you think about – and they all think the same thing. They think, well, okay, you're going to put a border out there, but a wall, but –
they'll figure it out.
They're going to tunnel under it or something like that. I think more the wall is more of a symbolic thing to the American people that says, hey, look, we're going to take control of our mm-hmm. borders. That's what I believe it is.
Well, that's not turned
over
by the Ninth Court.
No, you don't need a wall. I mean, a physical wall. You can have a technical wall, and I think that's what they're talking about, because there's no reason that you cannot technologically seal the border if you had the will to do it. So, but anyway, I just, you know, the people down there are just, their morale is good. We're going to have the chief of that whole border, Otay Station, is going to be on the show talking about the things that, you know, she's been in there 30 years and talking about the things
you're
that
talking
she's
about
seen. Otay? Otay Mason.
Okay, I never.
It's down there. You may say Otay, but it's not. It's Otay Mason.
Oh, okay.
And it's down there. And she's been in this business for 30 years. She's in charge of this whole operation there. So she's going to come on the show and talk about what they do down on the border and how, you know, when, and people are coming through for the checks. I just want people to know. I mean, do they catch everything? No, but can't even get into all the small things that they do catch. Like, okay, if you've seen in the stores, these cans, they're large cans of jalapeno pepper slices.
Yes.
And, they, you know, and it's a name on it. And you recognize it because they're that orange,
right.
That orange thing. Well, they're looking at them and this one young inspector, he's looking at it and he goes, you know, those labels look a little different. Popped it open, and a kilo of heroin's in.
Sliced
it.
Open the actually
he opened
in.
He opened up the can.
Oh,
because he said those cans look the label looks a little different. Well, now they had the real can, and then they had the fake can.
Oh my goodness!
It's standing, and you can see. Yeah, there is a little bit of a difference, but I tell you what, you'd have to look at it.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, you know, the picture's not as bright, and on the top it doesn't have this certain printing.
Like counterfeit.
Yeah, and but inside each one of them, 1,700 kilos of heroin.
Wow, geez.
And that's just one example of how they try and sneak it through. It's just and it's a constant battle.
Yeah.
Like they put things inside the gas tanks and in
oil
in the oil pans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing all the things.
Well, remember the movie Traffic?
Well, yeah.
That was a doll.
Well, they – oh.
Remember the doll that put it in water, it became Coke? Well, anyway.
Anyway.
So,
but there's all types of things. But I tell you what, they've got x-ray machines. They've got dogs. They've got – now, they're also looking right now, and we'll break right now, facial recognition. And license plate readers, so they can start putting things together.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. When we come back, you know, we have local business. Of course, we like to support this. How interesting, some people that have created their own business with essential oils. You know what? You just never know who you're going to meet and how this is going to, you know, kind of bring attention to some different things here in town. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axer Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Good morning.
We're live.
24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of February, 2017. 52 degrees going up to 57 days. Still going to have some rain. Should start clearing up here this weekend a little bit. The lake is 20 feet from the surface, and this was 2 days ago, so I'm not sure where it is at this point. It could be racing at us.
It's going to be the best.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of the best, is Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home health care, professional in-home health care, call Sharon Clark at 226-8350. There's no one better in the whole region than Sharon Clark. Personally trained, hand-chosen. Insured, background check, the whole thing. You're not going to find any better, whether it's short-term in-home care or long-term. There can be, you know, your happiest where? In your own home. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Okay, now let's start with this. Why are pirates called pirates? It's because they just arg. And now why am I saying that?
Well, because we have the Pirate Secrets Wild at Heart Organic Farm owners, Ron and Janet Anderson, with us this morning. Good morning.
Hi, top of the morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys are the this is interesting how it happens. Because we have a community board, you've got an event coming up at the Elks Club.
Yes, on March 4th, they're having a health and beauty expo at Red Bluff at the Elks Club from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you'd like to come in and meet us, we're dressed as pirates the whole time, and you can enter to win all of our products. We have a giveaway.
Now, Ron, you look like a pirate.
Aye, that's part of the deal.
Like a biker slash pirate, like, you know, you're a character actor.
Well, I'm ashamed to say it. I used to be a railroad engineer. You know, them and pirates are pretty much, you know, walk hand in hand.
Well, the only thing I can say is you must be a rookie pirate because you have both eyes and both hands and legs.
What do you call a group with 8 eyes and 8 legs? 8 pirates.
And then, so tell us how, okay, essential oils. All right. So you were an engineer, and Janet, you said that you one time used to be a DJ, and I'm sure lots of history.
I was a licensed contractor for several years, built a lot of houses, but we both retired, I think, in 2007 or something like that, and we traveled. Which
is probably a good time to retire in the housing industry anywhere.
Yeah, it was. I had to retire. But I caught a cold down in San Luis Obispo when I was visiting my mom, and someone said, get you some thieves oil. And I'm like, what's thieves oil? And so I looked everywhere and couldn't find it. So I found a recipe, and I started making it. And
that was 7 years ago, and we stayed healthy pretty much all this time.
Really?
Yes.
And so we know so many people are doing flu shots and we know people are sick, sick, sick. So let's talk about Essential Oil de Thief is what it's called, Pirate Secrets. And, yes, you just joined the amazing Enjoy store.
Yes. Yeah.
We're in the store.
So you made this recipe. Tell us a little bit. Okay, so somebody said thieves, and the next thing you know, let's start a business? What?
No, I made these for several years, and I kept waiting for it to come to town, and I waited and waited and waited, and it never did, so it never was on the shelf. So I thought, well, I'm just going to make sure it gets on the shelf. So I started creating labels, and then I went to Orchard Nutrition, and they brought me in, and Enjoy the Store brought me in, and Country Organics brought me in, and now I'm in Weed also, and Chico, and Arcata.
Okay, now, what is Thieves Oil?
Thieves Oil is a purifying, nourishing, and moisturizing skin and hair conditioner. It's a wellness potion to use on your hands, on your skin, and in your home.
We mix clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary, lavender, and we use jojoba as the carrier oil. So when you rub this stuff on your skin, on your nose, on your chest, within 20 minutes it's coursing through your bloodstream, working its magic. Jojoba is the number one antifungal product on the planet. And we just love the stuff. It keeps us healthy. It heals your skin. We have customers always calling us and letting us know, oh, my gosh, it does this, it does that, stuff that we had no intention of creating it for.
It does stuff for beards, too, right? Is that the same kind of stuff?
Yeah,
different?
I made the essential oil de thief first. Uh-huh. And then from there, I took that and I put it in my beard oil. So it's the only beard oil. Yeah,
yes.
Beard oil with immunity in it.
Okay. Wait
and
a minute.
So I'm looking
Jared.
Right- people are really, the beards are quite the thing right now. I'm looking at, I've got the dropper with the oil. So is this a higher concentration than the spray? Or
Yes,
that's
it
the
is.
Same right there. You've got both of them are the same.
Okay, so the same. And then I can smell.
Clove.
Clove is the prominent scent ingredient.
Right. Clove and cinnamon, that's the first scent.
But so it smells Christmassy
It kills fungus?
Yeah.
If you had athlete's foot?
Absolutely.
People have cured their athlete's foot with this.
All right. So it says here antibacterial, anti-infectious, antiviral, antiseptic.
Yeah. It has all those properties because if you look at this chart right here, it tells you all the different cloves. If you look, it's right. Antiseptic, antifungal, antiviral. It has all these.
Bruce, brain function.
Well, yeah. So
yes,
here's,
it does.
Here's the legend. In the 14th century, the thieves of France were going into the homes of plague victims. They were killing they were strangling the plague victims and not catching the plague. They were stealing these people blind and getting away with it. And they were caught by the king of France, and he made them reveal their secret. That's what Pirate Secret is. It's a secret blend of essential herbs that keeps you from getting sick. So that's why I started making it. Then I found out that it was just a wonderful product for your feet, your hands. It's great for your face. It's good for all of these things that you can use on your body. And I just had a 95% approval rating of everyone that uses it.
So occasionally, once in a while, people don't like the cloves or cinnamon, and those are the people that don't like our product. But we get customer testimonials all the time. We gave samples at a show one time, a small vial to this woman who said her son had athlete's foot. She called us 2 days later, and she was screaming into the phone, oh, my gosh, I can't believe my son's athlete's foot went away. It's wonderful. So she buys our product.
So she just sprays it before he puts on his gym socks because, athlete's foot is pretty common in kids when they're sweating and, you know, just, you know how it is.
It's, yeah.
Our soccer moms love the stuff. They spray it in their soccer shoes and in the gym clothes and stuff, and it kills the bacteria that causes the odor, and that's where it's really great.
So if somebody just asked the name of the company, so it would be the Wild at Heart Organic Farm is the name of the company.
Yeah,
and
that's...
And your product is Pirate Secret.
Pirate Secret. Let's do another pirate joke.
I know what the pirate said on his birthday. I'm 80.
I'm 80. What was the first one? I just started to crack up. The first one you read, Carl. I said, don't wait. Wait till we're on the air first. And then I know Jared has a question. Or did you just put up 1 minute? Oh, okay. Maybe Jared would like a question. Jared looks like he could be a pirate, too. When
Why didn't the pirate go to the movies? Because it was R-rated.
Why don't the pirate learn the whole alphabet? Because he got stuck on the sea.
I'm sorry. They're stupid.
What grades does a pirate get in school? High seas. Arg. Okay, look. We're going to. This is way too much. Okay. Now, so how do people get a hold of y'all?
We have a webpage at piratessecret.com. That's piratessecret.com. And you can find us in 10 stores now in the North State.
Well, we love your story. And you know what? You just came in and you put up your poster for March 4th, which is at the Elks Club.
I just happened to be
standing
in
Red Bluff. Carlson, why don't you come on the show? Because we love to support local business. You know, support, buy local, support local. Here you are, out of sickness, finding wellness.
That's true.
And making it happen for other people. I love the testimonies.
Yes, sir.
Love the testimonials.
We have great... We have great testimonials, and like one lady is using it in an old folks home, the retirement community, because it just the pirates mist, they spray it, and it helps with the
odors associated with old folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because I had this other spray I put in. I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of I know. So because you know we have a lot of equipment, and I think about the. Just what it is when you have a stagnant kind of thing. And I just like, we need to put some stuff in here that just opens the air. So here we go.
That's our Pirate's Mist. It's an air freshener, hand sanitizer, moisturizing hand sanitizer. We use that in all kinds of applications.
We use it as an all-natural, a mosquito repellent.
Oh, really?
And for afterbite care, for sunburns, it helps with canker sores, athlete's foot. Beard dandruff, cold sores.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
We haven't tried it on that.
No, we haven't tried it on that. No.
You know, Carl, you would go there, Mr. Marine.
No, I mean, it's got everything else. I'm thinking,
we've never tried it on that because we don't have that.
Yeah, right. Jeez,
well, I do.
Carl.
We all have one thing in common. If you get pine pitch on your hands, it melts it almost instantly.
The oil the thief does.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now.
What about gum in your hair? What would that do?
I bet it would work.
Scissors.
On
No, but mosquito repellent. People don't want to put that
poisonous
DTT
right.
or whatever that stuff is. Yes, the DEET thing.
That's what we use. We use Pirate's Mist for that.
Go ahead.
If you get a mosquito bite, we use the oil de thief because of the antiviral. And you put it on; it takes the itch out of a mosquito bite, takes the sting out of a bee sting. It's really
hot spots on your dog.
Really?
It aids in sleep. We have one customer rubbed it on her feet, and she said, "I slept through the night. It was wonderful." Beard dandruff, gingivitis and bad breath, canker sores.
Okay, now how does it do that?
Well, it's antiviral.
Not the canker sores, but the bad breath where you just spray it in your mouth?
Yeah, because it kills the germs.
Now, obviously if you can put it on your body, so you can just spray it in your mouth too.
Well,
we
don't suggest people do that because there's more liability in that. But I have had experience, I spray it in my mouth and I rinse it around and then I spit it out. And it kills the germs. Of gingivitis.
Right.
It says for external use only here, buddy.
That's why I spit it out.
That's why you spit it out.
But you're saying
it is safe.
But it goes in and what it's doing is it's cleaning. If you have anything that's stuck in there or swollen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Canker sores, you were saying?
Yeah. Canker sores, yeah. I had one of the girls at the Orchard Nutrition Center had a canker sore, and I said, try this on there. And I came back the next day because I can't believe it. It was gone overnight.
Wow.
The canker store or her lip?
Yes, both.
I've actually used a Q-tip on the inside of my nostril when I felt a cold coming on, and it really helped out for me.
Okay.
And she was throwing up the airport in Los Angeles on her way back from a food show, and she sprayed it on a handkerchief, and she started breathing through the handkerchief. It helped relieve the nausea, and she didn't throw up anymore. So it helps with that. It helps with depression. It lifts your spirit. When I'm driving, if I get a little bit of road rage, I just spray some on my hands and take a few breaths and I calm down.
So, okay, now what we're looking at, we have a Pirate's Mist, we have a Pirate Secret oil.
We have pure pirate oil you can actually use in a diffuser for...
Oh, that's great.
This one, for fumigating the pure pirate oil has no carrier oil.
It looks like we're going to extend this one. Yeah. Let's take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley, a local guy, a veteran, and call him at 241-DISH. And ask him how you can save $100 on your bill and how you can help a veteran save $100 on theirs. That's right. Only this at B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley. Great guy, and he wants to help the veterans. So, again, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. We'll be right back after these messages. Arg, matey.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal, Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historical Displays, Truck Driving and Log Loading Skills Competition, Equipment Displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Raptor Integration, Trinity River Lumber Company, WM Baiting Associates, West Coast Industrial, and Everson Logging Company. And remember, admission is free.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
And now back to our show.
My song.
You're missing it there, brother.
11 minutes before.
We're fans of Black Sails, so it's totally right up our alley right now. But go ahead.
Thank you. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Friday, the 10th of February, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is a full-time job for Ted Lighty. This isn't something he does on the weekends or in the afternoons. This is his full-time job. He teaches all over Northern California. He has a crew of about 30 instructors that teach Northern and Central California, as far past part north as Alturas and as far south as Fresno. So think about this. This is the most complete CCW training you're going to get anywhere. When you look at how to handle a pistol for CCW, the safety aspects of it, the legal side of it, you're not going to get any better than Northern Firearms Instruction. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check register online and check out his website at readingccw.com. We're here with the proprietors of the Wild at Heart Organic Farm and we're talking Pirate Secret, and we got a great deal for people.
Yeah, well, first of all, before we're going to do a giveaway here, so stand by your phones.
Yeah, but, get your phones out.
Because we just have a few minutes left. But, you know, the care and use of an essential oil and what, you know, you guys are so passionate. It's been such a treat to meet you, first of all.
Thank you.
And to see that you're so creative in what you're talking. Suggested use for Pirate Secret, by the way. There's different forms of it. There's a diffuser oil, a beard oil, a mist for the air, but there's certain things, and this is how cute it is. One drop mixed with one tablespoon lotion moisturizer and protects from most garden pests, which is great, so you can spray it on your plants.
I haven't, but I don't want pests from the plants getting on me.
You put it on yourself.
Okay.
Not
okay,
your
but you can put it on your soak it on your feet for skanky feet and itchy toes.
All pirates have the only one skanky foot.
And one to three drops in a washcloth.
How's it work on a wooden peg?
Well, it makes the wood come back to life.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure.
For your potpourri, your cleaning solution, laundry.
Yeah, I put a few drops in my laundry. I put it in my dish soap. You can put it in your floor cleaning solution. It has antibacterial properties. It's, you know, it keeps. I put it on my sponge. Like I spray it on my sponge when I'm washing the dishes.
Wow.
Okay, look, we've only got 5 minutes left, and we're going to give away about $50 worth of stuff right here from Wild at Heart Organic Farms, and they've got all these things. Linda's got four bottles, you know, clutched to her breast.
Essential oil to teeth. But you know what? Here's a perfect time to come up. People are sick. People are visiting. We're in this transitional time of
weather.
Peak of
flu season right now.
Yeah, there you go.
And plus the mold. There's a lot of mold with the rain. So
Be the second caller.
605-456-7. 4567. You know the hotline here. Call into
call.
The studio.
Be the second person here. And I tell you what, I think it's going to be, here's a chance for people out there to say they're going to check it out at Orchard tomorrow or enjoy. Come on down. Call now and you will get three bottles of the essential oils from Wild at Heart. Wild at Heart Organic Farm and the Pirate Secret.
I'm from Rolling Thunder.
Well, the calls are coming in because people are really like excited about it. You know what happens is when you get when
here it goes again.
When
second phone call, Jared. Okay, he's got
when
it.
You
oh, he's
feel
already got the
kind
one.
Of screwed up because maybe you have too much antibiotics, too much cold medicine, too much. And I would think, how cool to clean your bathtub.
Yes, you know, it works great for that, too.
I take a lot of Epsom salt baths, and I think, okay, so I already like the fact of what I've got, what we sprayed here in the studio, and I've actually been thinking about that. Carl knows that I've been spraying something. He doesn't like the smell of it, but this is something that I think we can agree
to. She was trying to use an organic thing, and just frankly, when I smell it,
It was too spa-ish for him, but this is
Everyone loves my stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone
this
does.
Stuff
yeah.
works. I hate buying products that you use. They have all these wonderful claims, and you get home after you spent $30, and it's just like, no, it doesn't work. This
right.
stuff does everything we've said it does.
Right. We've got more calls coming in, right, Jared? The phones keep ringing.
Phones keep ringing.
But we have our second caller. Okay, so now what we're going to do when he gets off the phone, and he finally...
We already have our winner here,
all right, but we've
friends.
Got. We are going to give away a T-shirt.
Going to give away a T-shirt, too.
So what we're going to do, when Jared hangs up...
Hey, I just posted something on my Facebook page the other day about thieves' oil. Someone did an experiment with all these different cleaners and thieves' oil, and after 6 or 7 days, the thieves' oil worked the best.
It outperformed all
call.
The disinfectants.
Take that caller, we're going to get a T-shirt, Jared. So this is a man.
If you want a T-shirt, it's extra large.
Man's extra large. It's dark. By the way, your packaging, your
Thank
whole
you.
Idea. Now, you guys on the 4th are going to be – you dress as pirates so people can come down to the Elks Club to the Health and Wellness Fair, right?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We do demonstrations all over, and we dress like pirates, and we get a lot of people come in and just – they love it. We love them.
The kids love us.
The kids go crazy for us. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Okay. Well, I never did get your names.
Ron and Janet Anderson.
Oh, of course. Ron and Janet Anderson.
Got it. And you have, like you said, the secret beard oil. And what about the tattoo oil?
Okay. Does anybody, if you want the pirate T-shirt, it's...
No, he's got the T-shirt.
Oh, you already got the T-shirt,
he's got
too?
The oil. That's it.
Okay, that's
we had
it.
Four oils with that one call, but look at that. People are looking. They're looking for something
they're
different.
They're still calling. So,
yeah.
Okay, you can get this down at the Enjoy the Store and at Orchard Nutrition, both of whom are
with us.
And yeah. Country Organics.
Country Organics, well, we ought to pull them into.
There's Weed Wild Organics up in Weed, and then there's S&S Produce in Chico and Wildberries in Arcata, California.
So you guys bottle this stuff at home?
Yeah. Yes, we bottle this... it. We buy the oils from all over the world. The beard oil has argan oil in it from Morocco.
We have a question.
No, we just have 1 minute left, so here's what I want to say. How do people, one, get a hold of you? Okay, we know all these places they can buy it, but if they need to get a hold of Wild at Heart Organic Farm to say, hey, look, can you make special ones for people?
I do all kinds of special packages for people.
There's a good thing because you could say, hey, you know what, I find myself up, you know, working better on this kind of a mix. But so you can make it for them.
Yes.
Right. My products are on piratesecret.com. You can, if you look up wildatheartorganicfarm.com, it'll go to my webpage. Also, if you, I think there's, on all my bottles, it has my email address.
And our phone number, 549-3375. We deliver anywhere in Reading.
We have a real loyal listener, and he's in construction. He has this really great beard. He said, my wife's eyes just lit up when he said beard oil.
There's beard oil. Attract the best wenches instantly.
And it smells like adventure.
Protect against discourages.
The slide right off. Hard. Dirt just slides off.
And really, we would like to thank you guys for having us in. We've had a really great time.
I really appreciate it.
Stay in touch with us, okay?
All right, we will.
Because, you know, if news this hour from...
I guess we're done.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you guys.
All right, we're going to hit the seven seas.
Turn them all off. Turn them off.
More of snow along the New York to Boston corridor yesterday, affecting people like Arlington, Massachusetts resident Frances Hoff. She's shoveling some snow. She says it could be worse.
It's not bad. It's fairly, it's fluffier than it could be. But I'm not complaining. We could have worse. We could have had worse.
Thousands of flights were canceled across the region and numerous accidents reported as drivers dealt with blowing wind and drifting snow. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dealt President Trump a legal setback, but he says he will fight back. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Barely 3 weeks in office, the president's on the short end of a major court ruling that keeps his controversial travel ban on hold. Mr. Trump dismissed the decision as political, but the federal court ruling was unanimous, despite having judges who were appointed by Democratic and Republican presidents.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton. Did Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway cross a legal boundary by promoting Ivanka Trump's products?
She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, but the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee says that may not be enough.
Jason Chaffetz referring to a TV interview in which Conway encouraged viewers to buy products associated with President Trump's daughter, Ivanka. The comments occurred during a discussion of a decision by a number of companies to discontinue carrying Ivanka Trump's clothing line.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. Troubles for Twitter. Despite nearly daily exposure from the president and a steady stream of the known and not so well known who seem intent on damaging their own reputations with off-the-cuff remarks, the latest earnings report came up short. Analysts seem to agree that while just about everyone has heard about Twitter or tweeting, not enough people are signing up to follow people or to tweet themselves. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 89 points. More from townhall.com.
Let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 1 dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6363. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 6363.
Apple CEO Tim Cook says the technology giant is committed to Britain's future outside of the European Union.
Following a meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May, Cook said he's optimistic about the country's prospects. He notes Apple is moving ahead with a new UK headquarters in London. Cook also met with London Mayor Sadiq Khan about uncertainty about the impact that Britain's decision to leave the 28-nation bloc will have on the UK economy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. 3 men and a 16-year-old girl have been arrested with bomb-making materials by anti-terrorist police in the southern French city of Montpellier. It's unclear exactly what role they all had in the attack, but officials there are saying at least one person involved may have been plotting a suicide attack somewhere inside of France. And the French nation has suffered a number of terrorist attacks over the last couple of years, renewing afresh the debate over whether or not to accept more Muslim refugees. More from townhall.com. The Senate has confirmed Georgia GOP Representative Tom Price to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Price is uniquely qualified.
The American people need Dr. Tom Price applying his practical knowledge as a doctor and a legislator at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown says the American people do not need a health secretary who has what he describes as a questionable background.
As a congressman working on health care issues, he bought and sold health care stocks.
As health secretary, Price's job would include overseeing the Republican-led effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Officials at Phillips 66 say one of its employees remains unaccounted for following a fire that was sparked by an explosion at a pipeline station that operates west of New Orleans. That explosion is under investigation today. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our new intro there. You know, we've only had the other one for like 8 years. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here in Free Fire Radio studios at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are running wild at KCNR1460.com. With our chat room, and good morning to everybody.
Morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah, and as Jimmy says, arg. We're sitting here with Jared, and Jared's sitting there. He's been using the beard oil, and frankly, you know what? You never looked lovelier. So.
Thank you.
Okay. We just had a couple pirates in here.
That was fun.
But I tell you what, anybody that won anything here, it'll be here in our studios at 1326 Market Street. And they haven't been used as testers. Nobody's rubbing it on their body right now. So you just come in and pick it up, including the pirate t-shirt. Arg,
yeah.
Which is kind of a cool
it's
pirate
really
t-shirt.
Cute.
It is a cute t-shirt. What's the weather look
currently
like?
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. And you know, we still have that flood warning. I know Deborah Lucero's our guest this morning. You got a call, so we're going to be looking in on some of the flood warnings that people are hearing in other parts of the state, other parts of the country.
Yeah. Check the Orville Dam, see if that's still standing.
Right. So flood warning today and showers likely today with our highs of 57, lows of 39. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 61 and Saturday night mostly clear with lows of 41. We have a beautiful weekend ahead of us with mostly sunny as far as our forecast. And then we do go into some showers next week, mostly Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But it looks like it's going to be a clear weekend with mostly sunny as the forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, our weather's brought to you by our locally owned and operated Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. How are we doing on that Orville Dam?
Well, the latest headline, was just 44 minutes ago, says the Orville spillway outflows increase as damage continues, but it's still
okay. So, because Deborah had gotten a phone call from her sister in Texas, and she'd heard that the Orville Dam had. So it was just the spillway that had been damaged and all that. And then they got the other spillway that looks like it's working.
But people can get up-to-date news on DWR site, you know, if they want to go in and get minute-to-minute. And also the Butte County Sheriff's Office has emergency postings, so they can go on there.
Yeah, that's right. So you might want to check out the Butte, the Butte Sheriff's Office, too.
Let's go to our sponsor right now that calls that we love to hear about the market update with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, and what's happening on the market side of things?
Good morning. Major averages are advancing this morning, notching fresh all-time highs as investors
have optimism over President Trump's promise for corporate tax reform. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 71 points at 2,244, the S&P 500 advancing 6 points at 2,314, and the Nasdaq Composite 12 points at 5,728. Active stocks on the big board, Goldman Sachs up $1, trading at $242.62. Nike up 77 cents at $56.08. ExxonMobil trading higher up 79 cents at $82.63. For local stocks of interest, Target down 95 cents at $65.46. AT&T positive 8 cents, trading at $41.40. Bank of Commerce up a dime at $10.67. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.42%. And over to commodities, gold is down $7.10 an ounce at $1,230. Silver off a nickel at $17.78 per ounce. Crude oil up a dollar, trading at $34 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much for all that. It does look like the Trump bounce is still going. Susan is a first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. She knows what she's doing. She really does. She's got a cool head, and she understands the market. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. And I'm saying that because we know Susan Eastman. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, with the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Design, build, they've got it all. Plus all these great, great, great pieces of jewelry, and it's coming up for Valentine's Day. Head on down there to Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, did I say it was 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading? Well, it is. Now, we're here with Deborah Lucero, our friend, and confidant? No. Well, I guess. Who runs all of the arts.
Not all of them.
Okay, most of the arts in Shasta County and over in Chico.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a busy, busy person. You live over there. But you're over here all the time.
But I kind of live here, too. All the cousins, I was just telling your lovely wife that all the cousins I have in the world live right here in Reading. So I have a nice selection of places that I can crash. But my favorite cousin, no, I shouldn't say that. My favorite crash pad is my cousin Terry.
Here in Reading.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to see you when you're in town, and which is frequent.
Yes.
It's nice to see you at events, and of course, Old City Hall across the street.
Yes, yeah.
And so, you know, what's happening with your realm?
Yeah. Well, you may have noticed we've got some banners up there that say Axiom Theater, and we have partnered with Axiom Theater, which was actually Anderson-based, and they were trying to get into the Reading scene.
Ken Hill,
mm-hmm. Yes, and they just produced Amadeus, mm-hmm. which I don't know if anybody out there saw Amadeus.
I tell
Amadeus.
You what, I've heard, because we've been gone in and out of all these places, but I have heard the reviews on this thing. It's just spectacular.
Right. It was spectacular, and they've transformed Old City Hall's ballroom, which is a flat, beautiful old ballroom.
Beautiful.
They turned it into like a black box, so the seating, the actual seating for the audience is elevated, so it's like bleacher-style elevation,
ooh.
But it's, so you're up. And you're watching the action down on the floor. So now, last night I had the privilege to preview God of Carnage. That was their dress rehearsal run-through.
Yes.
And hilarious. You know, it's a comedy. Doesn't sound like one, God of Carnage, but it is a comedy. And this one is directed by Russ Piet and also executive produced by Nancy Dutton and, of course, Ken Hill. And the actors are phenomenal. The actors, honestly, there's so much talent in Reading in terms of theater.
Incredible,
I'm so amazed.
Incredible amount of talent that we have here. And Linda and I, we sit here and we watch people and you see these different events and you think to yourself, you know, where do all these people come from? You know, that we've got like 12 different theater groups in Reading.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but by the time you cycle through all the different people and all the things, I mean, if you look at the colleges, at the schools,
at the high school level,
and then all the things that are going on with people just putting things together.
Axiom's a new company, and I saw Chicago, and that was their debut.
Yes,
and it was really great that they had put out in advance all of the, and they were very ambitious projects. I thought Amadeus, oh my God, we didn't get to see it. The Victoria Graham had performed in it and also worked backstage. So, you know, true theater lovers, true people who are, very passionate about putting out the best project. I think it's great that they've
partnered with you, Deborah.
Well, we are excited. It's been, you know, it's like somebody moves into your house for, you know, 3 weeks because that's what it's like. So we've had to kind of rearrange everything over there. We have other projects on hold. We're still holding our classes and our classes, you know, everything from the Tai Chi to ballroom
dance. Yeah, we're
going to
be talking about that after the break.
Sure.
But, I mean, there's so much going on. It's been a long time since you've been on. And we need to talk about your honor as being a member of the state.
Oh, yeah, California Arts Advocates and Californians for the Arts.
Yeah, I mean, this out of Redding and Chico, California, I mean, this is a big thing.
There's lots going on.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Deborah Lucero, but this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. A lot going on there, too. Look at today. It is now the sun is shining for right now. But be thinking about what's going to be coming in a couple of months, my friends. That's right. Heat! Why don't you have Alliance Heating and Air come over when it's now, when they can, and take a look at your air conditioning system. It's a little bit early. No, it's not. Have them take a look at the air ducts. Take a look at all the filters. Make sure you're ready so when you turn it on that first time, you don't have this sudden and heart-sinking click. Nothing happens. Alliance Heating and Air. That's who we use. They've been voted best in the North State, any type of model or make. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.com. We'll be right back, Carl and the Bot, with Deborah Lucero.
Custom Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win a custom 1971 Chevy C10. Play every day and earn a drawing ticket for every blackjack dealt. Double your chances on Friday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Drawing for the custom 1971 Chevy C10 is March 18th at 10 p.m. Play Blackjack at Wind River Resort and Casino where you can hit it all night long. For counts, custom truck drawing, details, and rules, visit windriver.com. If truck is won before drawing, drawing is canceled. Blackjack is better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, Eddie Axner Construction, Les Schwab Tire Centers, and Warner Enterprises. And remember, admission is free.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, from Amadeus.
Yes, it is.
Free Fire Radio. It's Amadeus. And it's like 18 minutes after the... Yeah, Herb 8 o'clock. You know, Jared, you never cease to amaze me, son.
Yeah.
February 10th here, Friday, 2017, 54 degrees
and sunshine. It's cute.
Sun shining over here at the Free Fire Radio Studios. And, I mean, it always shines inside, but outside it's shining too, kind of. So take advantage of this. Run outside, pull your shirt off, get a little vitamin D, then run back inside before you get wet. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. What? They've got this new spa over there, the Wind River Retreat, and Linda's on her way over there here. She's not right now, but you're going to be doing it this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm performing there Tuesday night, so, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so it would be a great time to get packages. They're doing specials right now, but it is, you know, they've taken over management. It's the only steam room in all of, by the way, in all of the North State.
It's cool.
Fabulous
cool.
steam room. Couples, massages, pedicures, manicures, facials. Go see what kind of packages you can get. It's the Wind River Resort and Spa.
Right, and you're going to be singing at Elements
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, Valentine's Day package. It's a great
time. 6 to 9.
A lot of the whole first show has been kind of like
$50 a couple, which gets steak and lobster set dinner and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I've got Joe Larson on trombone. I have Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. Love it.
Wow.
They're a great group.
Deborah Lucero here, the Shasta Arts Council, is head of that. And plus, she's now in the state's California State.
California Arts Advocates and Californians for the Arts.
How many people on that committee there? It's not a lot.
Well, we've got about, I think there are 13, you know. Maybe.
You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to get something like that.
Yeah.
What it does is kind of validates all the work you've done because when people go, Deborah Lucero, I said, you know, she's a gem on the things she does. And she is a nonstop. And people that don't know her very well don't underestimate her ability to fight. as she has proven many times on things that she's tried to achieve here, including starting with the public TV
or the access television. Yeah, which is really going strong. And actually, since you brought that up, we just started a peer court. Kids that are sentenced to peer court are going to be going through the MLK Center through a digital media arts training program. And they're going to be sentenced to doing a little promo on one of the United Way organizations. So we are teaching them every Monday. We do interviews, and we take the most serious kids, and we'll take 8 or 10 kids that will go through this program. So we're excited because it's our first official connection with the community and youth other than our summer camps. So we want to keep this going all year long and work with peer court. And we find that many of these kids are highly talented, very creative, have a lot to say, and we're going to teach them how to say their stories.
Which is probably why they're in trouble, a lot of them, in school, because that area of school does not appeal to them.
They don't have it in school.
Linda said, you've said to me several times, you've said it on the air, that the Shasta School of the Arts, you just so much wish that you'd had something like that back when you were that age, because it would have let her express. You went on, of course, and became a big success in it. But starting at that age, where people encouraged you,
right? And the just do the one size fits all is just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, you know. And when kids in our school district on the average are getting music every 6 weeks, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, we started out our days with music. So usually our teachers knew how to play the piano and you'd sing a song, you know, and you'd get started, and those things are gone.
You start the day off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Yes.
It would be led, you know, if you're in a, you know, if you had a school with a loudspeaker system, you know, they'd start it from right there, or otherwise it'd just be in your class.
Right.
Everybody stood up, put their
hands
over their heart.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Heart, Pledge
and then
of Allegiance.
We sang a song, and it was beautiful.
And then, you sang America the Beautiful or something like that. And then, but then there was music everywhere. I can still remember when I was little that I had the little, triangle. And you would be playing that, but that was you had music.
Or the recorders, every kid, got to play a recorder and at least see if they were interested and test it.
Right. And I remember from elementary school to this day, they came in and they let us, they'd wash them off, I guess. But we got to try things like trumpets and pianos. And they would, I was interested in the trumpet.
Yeah.
And so I went home and told my parents that. But it was kind of like, what?
Right.
Yeah, because my lip. I held my lip a certain way. And my dad used to play the trumpet. And I don't know why.
I thought he played drums.
He played drums and the trumpet.
Wow.
But he, for some reason, we did not go on with that. And I always thought about that because I cannot play a musical instrument. I can play one song on harmonica.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's, I don't know if that counts. Instrument. Well, I used to be able to. I don't, can't now. But the thing about it is that I think it is so important that we have the arts in school. Everybody goes, oh, you know, math, science. Yes, that's important. It's just as important to have.
Well, it is because really, the arts is about problem solving as well as entertainment because it teaches you to work with teams, just like you. You work with a team of musicians. You come together. It teaches you collaboration, teaches you how to think outside the box. It helps you connect with people.
You learn how to share.
You do learn how to share. And you learn how to produce something that is going to entertain people.
Right.
And so speaking of that, okay, so tonight we have at our Art Smart Boutique, which is a collaborative of artists. This is another experiment Shasta County Arts Council did where 12 or 13 artists came together. We have some artists with disabilities who also show at Art Smart Boutique at 244 Hartnell in Cobblestone. And it's called Art for Heart's Sake, an evening of chocolate and art. And that's from 4 to 8 p.m. tonight.
Chocolate and art.
What could be wrong with that?
So when you say Cobblestone and Hartnell, what are you talking about? Where?
It's at 244 Hartnell. So it's over by the sports bar. You know where the sports bar is over there? And
is this
the over
there
Tuxedo
by
Den?
The Griff Burger?
Okay, you know where Rayleigh's used to be.
Yes.
Oh, that one.
Now the next one.
The next one over.
The next one over.
Okay, got it.
Oh, that's the one where the animal place.
Yeah, that's where we Barkery, where we get the dog food.
Yes. And Tuxedo Den's over there.
Okay.
Antique Mall.
Okay, so now we can have visual of where that. No, and it's going to be in the Antique Mall or where?
Well, no, we have our own boutique there. It's called Art Smart Boutique.
Art Smart, fabulous. Okay, well, pop in there.
And there's classes. We have alcohol and ink classes. There's all kind of classes for the arts also over there. We ran out of space at Old City Hall. We're doing so much stuff over there. We had to open up a classroom and gallery space.
And we're going to be talking about some things that are coming up over
there,
too. Okay, so that's great. Okay, so that's going on.
And we have the high school, the 18th year of our high school juried art show that's coming up. Our 18th year. We get 16 to 18 countywide schools that participate in this, usually over 500 pieces of art. We jury in about 250 pieces of that art, and we hang it and have an award ceremony, and we have professional artists jury the show. It's really something. This is the first time for most of these kids to have their artwork displayed in a professional gallery, and the level of art is amazing, and that's our opening is next Friday on the 17th.
And that's at Old City Hall.
And that is at Old City
Hall. Down in your gallery.
At 1313 Market
Street. That's
still happening.
Okay.
We always have our gallery shows. Okay. We just closed a print show that was amazing. It was an amazing print show, which was on the cultural cruise, which we did this year with a bus. We actually had a bus. People were on the bus. It included tickets were, you know, like, what was it, $15? $25 for a couple, and it included wine. And you went to each stop. So everybody had like 20 minutes, 25 minutes at each place. And then on the way over to each place, you drank wine.
Are you going to do that again in this 2017?
Yeah. Well, we just did it for 2017. We'll do it in 2018.
Okay.
And we go to all these different cultural institutions, Shasta Old Historic Park, you know, and look at their art collection. I mean, it's really fun.
Oh, boy. Please let us know when you're doing that. We'd love to be part of that, and also, I don't know, where maybe we were out of town. You know, it's just been kind of
in. Oh, believe me, I understand. If there's, you know, people in Reading don't realize how lucky they are. There's so much to do here. Everyone says, oh, there's nothing to do. It's like every night of the week there is something.
Every night of the week, and you can triple book yourself.
You can, and I've done it.
We have. I understand. I feel your pain, girl.
Yeah. And then we have Hops and Shops coming up February 25th. That's where we hop around downtown and drink beer from local breweries. So Old City Hall will be one of those sites. And we usually host Lassen Ale or, you know, some local brewery, which I don't know who we're hosting this year. But it's a way for people to get around downtown, visit the shops, and drink a little brew at the same time. So that's on the 25th.
Okay, so does that take where you buy a wristband and can go from place to place?
Be the Downtown is the organizer, and we're just one of the spots. But we're one of their partners in that, and we love doing that every year. I think this is the third year. And then we also are doing Poetry Out Loud in the schools. And Enterprise High School and UPrep are the two schools that will be competing. And from that competition, we will send one of the student winners to the state competition in Sacramento. And the state competition sends one winner from the state of California to the National Poetry Out Loud in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So they just make up their own, they make their own poems?
No, this is, they study published, there's an anthology of poems.
Okay.
And they do that so it takes the pressure, there's, it takes the pressure off of them to really just perform and understand the literature.
Okay.
And we have a wonderful teacher, Bernard, I know I'm not going to, Villavicencio, and he is actually coordinating the program for us this year in Shasta County. So it's only our second year. Last year we had one school. This year we have two schools.
Right.
And so we want to grow that like what, how we've grown mm-hmm. our juried high school art show.
So they memorize a poem.
Yes.
And then they'll but they'll receive a book of these are the poems that you can choose to read
exactly.
from. Okay.
And then they're coached. They're coached and they learn about the literature. They learn about the poets. They learn about – so it's really a beautiful program. We want to turn it into original poetry, you know, at some point and have a poetry slam at Old City Hall. So, again, we're really trying to reach out to our youth. We are also, you know, doing – for the first time, and this came as a result of a middle school teacher – Laura Wilhelm, who wanted to do a juried contest again for art for middle schoolers. So last year we did our first one, and we had 240 entries. So this year we're hoping to get, and we had four schools. So we've got a middle school now juried art competition, and we have a high school juried art competition. So this really gives kids a lot of esteem, self-esteem when they see their work hung when they are, it's fun for them to come to the opening. They bring their parents. We have a little reception. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. I love the whole infusion of getting kids excited and having them feel born, you know, reborn with the arts. And we're going to have to take a break here. Deborah Lucero's our guest, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. Hey, look, if you're looking for what's the newest in gun laws and what can you buy and what you can't buy, you go down and see John Bastiani or any of the pros they have down at Bastiani Arms. Plus, any firearm you're looking for will be right there on all the accessories, ammo and holsters and optics, everything there. Plus, you can get CCW classes, hunter safety classes, and gunsmithing. And if there's a better gunsmith around than John Bastiani, they need to stand up and say it's them, because I think he's just great. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Can't say enough about Bastiani Arms. He's the one that's went nationwide with his new way of making your tactical rifles be easier to reload instead of having to take the whole thing apart and break it down, send it to Santa Claus, and have it sent back. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living
living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Ladies, we all know your guys procrastinate about Valentine's Day. Don't wait for him to get in big trouble. Give him your subtle hint and send him to Goldmark Jewelers. Along with our usual large inventory of diamonds and gemstones, on Monday, February 13th, Goldmark will be hosting a Luvente of New York special event. This one-day-only Valentine's extravaganza will feature an incredible selection of jewelry styles exclusive to Luvente. Choose from thousands of beautiful styles of diamonds and more at Goldmark Jewelers on Monday the 13th, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this wonderful Friday. Ah, the sun is coming through.
February the 10th, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I am going to slide through there today, have my hair cut, all of them, have it brought down to my focal length, you might say. Here, you should try that someday, Jared. Except Jared is growing his hair. He's our Samson of the group. I tell you what, it's a great place, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. It doesn't get any better than Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right down the street from Classy Cafe, where I will meet Mark Story this morning for some SOS. It's our monthly breakfast that we have down there. You can't get it. They use chipped beef. It's not hamburger. It is absolutely fabulous. 25 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. We're here with Deborah Lucero, and we're talking about now the Downtown Cultural Center. Obviously, we are the epicenter right here.
Correct.
Between you, across the street, and us.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, we can't leave out the Cascade Theater.
We'll say that, okay. Too. And what is this now?
Well, as you know, we hosted the cultural district meetings for the state of California, the very first one in the state, which we did in September. And the state has just passed legislation in 2015 to establish cultural districts. And north of Sacramento, there are only two. There's one in Eureka, which is the old historic cultural district that really saved that downtown from decimation, which we kind of talked about before on this program. Rehabbing their old Victorians, inviting artists downtown, opening galleries when lumber and other viable traditional resources of income went away. So they reinvigorated their downtown through the arts. And then the other district is Old Sacramento, which also is built on history. So there was talk about, okay, could we do this? Could we establish a cultural district? And since that time, we have been working on identifying assets in downtown, our historical assets that are left. As you know, a third of the downtown was demolished when they put in the mall. Mm. So a lot of those old beautiful buildings are gone. Our Carnegie Library is gone. A lot of those things are gone, but there are still a lot left. And so people, you know, there's quite a controversy on why would we want to save an old, you know, former brothel, the Bell Rooms. It's been bantered about, very political. But the truth is we don't have many buildings left that are historic. And this one served as a residence. It was only a brothel for a brief period mm-hmm. of time. But it served as a residence since 1908. So we would like to see it continue to serve as a residence for artists and establish artist residencies in downtown. We've talked to McConnell. McConnell is very much interested in that. They're also interested in a lot of other downtown. As you know, they've been in the land swap situation with all that land that is a huge scar of downtown that mm-hmm. Union Pacific owns. They also had put in a bid on the former police station, that whole piece of area there. And there are two parcels still owned by the city that are not owned by RABA that back up to the bell rooms that they are also vying for. And so right now there's a, I think, a philosophical split. And so I'm just going to give my take on what arts and culture can do, number one. Artists right now are being driven out of major Bay Area places like Oakland and San Francisco.
Because of the high cost of rent.
Yes, and high tech, you know, has come
in. High tech has come in and bought the buildings and made them,
And, you know, where the rents used to be $2,000 a month, they're now $10,000 a month.
Oh, people have bought the buildings and making them $10,000, and it's they're losing their whole inner city, their culture.
Their culture. They're losing their culture.
You know,
the people
believe
that,
I'm sorry, no, but gay, some of the most, I guess we would call it the iconic gay bars in San Francisco are shutting down because the whole neighborhoods are being taken over by the tech people who go down there, and now the that they want a more,
like Little Puerto Rico and little place, these little wonderful villagey kind of things.
Like
Down
in San Francisco. So the some of the iconic gay bars are going away because everybody that lives there is no longer a gay community.
But it's not just the gay bars.
No,
you know,
it's
other really beautiful cultural areas that have, music and art, and they have, it's what's made, some of those cities very famous because nobody wanted those places back then.
Right.
Right. So our idea is to import some of these wonderful artists to this area because they're not familiar with this area.
Right.
They don't know Reading, they don't even know that there's much further north. So we want to go down there and take a bus, do like a fam tour, get 50 artists up here, tour them around for 3 days, show them the sites, the inspiration that can happen here, because we know artists are resilient. We know they can build things. We know they can take nothing and make it into something. And the techies, which I'm going to have a son-in-law very soon who works for, is steeped in Silicon Valley and all of that, it's hard to compete with that world. I know that there is a whole nother contingency that sees, the tech world starting up here in Reading. And I mean, they are trying to do it in Chico and struggling in Chico because you really need cluster businesses to make that go. I'm not saying that we couldn't have, tech jobs here. I'm just saying that when you're competing with employers who provide free beer and wine, free food, dry cleaning, they give you a housing allowance if you live closer to the office, which you need if you're living in the Silicon Valley because you're paying $3,000 or $4,000 for 800 square feet. That's the kind of stuff that tech people compete with, when you're looking for talent.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is we have an opportunity. There's a window of opportunity here to attract high-level artists to our area.
I'd love to see Reading be like an artist culture.
Well, I think we can. We have Ashland to the north. We have an incredible theater community. We're on I-5. We're already building a world-class city.
Did we not talk about having a week of plays and music? Remember that when we first brought that up? And you could have a whole week of plays, music, one-act plays, three-act plays, and all different things happening in our center of our town. And people could walk from spot to spot.
Yes.
They could have wine out there. They could have, they could have food and everything down here and do a week of that.
And imagine a live-work space where the police station is. I mean, for years, all we've heard is how horrible the police station was, right? It needed to be knocked down. And that's why the police moved, correct? Is that right?
It was in pretty bad condition, yeah.
Okay, so, and now there's a whole nother group saying, no, it's not in that bad a condition. No, we can rehab that. Truth is, those walls are 18 inches thick. There are no windows. It's built like a barricade.
Oh, yeah. It's a fort.
It is. It's a fort. That's a prime corner. We should be able to look in the windows and see a restaurant, a gallery, some kind of beautiful space there, and people living above. That would be a beautiful use of that building, and go high rise on it. Not high rise for Reading, but do a live work situation.
High rise for Reading, 3 floors.
Well, maybe we do more. I don't think there's a limitation now, but and then those roll-up doors, those are 30-foot roll-up doors. We could be bringing in sculptural artists. We are one of the few towns left in America that has a steel fabricator in our downtown, in a historic building. All we need is a foundry, and we could actually attract some of the best world-class artists to this area. And we're on I-5, so they have easy transportation for their objects once
once they're built.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I mean, this isn't a pipe dream. I'm, you know, a lot of people look at arts and culture and they go, oh, come on. You know, we're talking about we need jobs. These are jobs. These are jobs. And it creates other jobs. How do you think a sculpture is built? You have to use some kind of engineering, concrete artists. You know, and I do think a lot of concrete masonry guys mm-hmm. are artists. So there's...
No, you know what? We have to be moving forward in every direction.
Yeah.
We can't just, you know, oh, woe is us. We've got to keep moving forward. Now, I disagree a little bit on the tech side of it. I think we've got a good chance to bring tech in here. Yeah, maybe we haven't learned how to compete yet. We know with the coffee and the wine and all that. But
don't
we have
dry cleaning.
Don't even mention dry cleaning. In fact, that was never mind. That was a sidebar that I can go on for an hour. But the fact is that we've got a lot of the facilities. We have a lot of people that were being trained, and they're going to be trained for for working in the software industry and on the pages and the websites. So we've got a chance to bring people in here for that. But for people to come in from San Francisco to here to work. Or, you know, either homegrown or they're going to put the back end of it up here and put 25 or 30 of their workers, pay them, you know, a third less.
Right.
To, you know, like 40% less because they can live better and because they can have a great house and they can make $150,000 a year and work, live very nicely here.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm not saying it's an either or.
I know that. But what they need – but part of what we need for that is the arts.
Right.
And this, so when they
something
come here,
cultural.
It's a cultural. And we've got a lot of cultural things. There's something going on all the time, but it's got to be more of a organized type thing.
Right.
So in having a downtown that does these things, like Medford does and other right. places, is really good. And
right.
we've got that river that needs to be developed.
Right. Well, and, you know, creating a cultural district, McConnell Foundation has stated that they are dedicated to this. And, you know, I believe them. I take them at their word because – if anyone can pull something off, they have been able to do that and continue to build a world-class city. We have the first 4-star hotel that's going in, Sheraton. You know, that's
yeah.
something. We have the Sundial Bridge.
Right.
That's a huge, worldwide
huge.
Landmark.
That's right. People come
so,
here for that.
Right, they do. And when you walk across that bridge, you hear languages from all over the world.
And we have Bethel.
Yes.
I know. And Bethel is an attraction to a lot of people that come here for a short period of time, but then end up living here.
Well, they see how beautiful it is.
They see how beautiful it is. Yeah. And anything we can do to enhance the beauty, the culture, the things that are, you know, music and art and all
and
this.
The history, you know.
And the history.
So I'm proposing a cultural council. I would really like to see a cultural council be established and have representatives from business, electeds, and then from, you know, history and arts and culture organizations, and create a really, you know, a 3-year plan to make this cultural district happen. And it doesn't have to be geographic in nature.
No,
it can be Indianapolis has cultural districts where there are actual trails and tours, you know, so because Indianapolis is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a river that runs through our city. So
absolutely.
You have to cross the river twice to get downtown. So how do you deal with that in terms of a cultural district? Well, you get creative and you use the trailways and some of the other things that the city has provided that make natural cultural concepts
okay.
that can to occur.
Sure.
Well,
okay.
Let's take a break here. And Deborah Lucero is our guest here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, my favorite boutique in Reading. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend. Valentine's Day is coming up. And, you know, guys, there's a wish list. So, gals, if you go in and you fill out your little check mark of the things you want, the gals take a picture of it, put it in a file, and, guys, it's a no-brainer. You just go in, get your lady something that she wants, or, hey, how about something for your mom or your sister or your friend or your neighbor? Just wonderful. Everything from head to toe that you could possibly want. And also the largest home of Brighton in the North State. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Here it is on Friday, the 10th of February. It's a nice day out there, sunshine. Doesn't mean the rain's not going to come back, because it is.
Well, we still are in a flood warning. Welcome back to the show. Showers likely today, with our highs of 57, and then chance of showers. I mean, this is the forecast that we get from the National Weather Service. It says tonight 60% to 30% showers likely, then chance of showers, and with our lows of 39. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 61. I can hear you yawn, Carl. Saturday night lows of 41. So you're busted.
I wasn't yawning. I was taking a deep breath to be able to tell you about something that's going to happen.
All right.
Here.
So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There's your week. What's happening?
February 22nd from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Shasta County Veterans Hall. This is a veterans town hall. No cost. It's going to be hosted by the VA of Northern California Healthcare System, Redding Veterans Town Hall. So I can just tell you right now that this is going to, like I said, be free for veterans. You might want to come down and see what's available and contact Tara Ricks at don't worry about that. Because it's Sacramento. It's too far away. Call me. No, it's February 22nd, 5:30, 7:30, Shasta County Veterans Hall. It's on Yuba Street, you know, next to the post office. But it's going to be a Redding Veterans Town Hall. Let me tell you, there's been changes in the VA care system that are really, really good, my friends. It's a good way to go down there and learn about the choice system, where you don't have to travel anymore, where you can see specialists in your own town. Something that should have started years ago, and they were just too stupid and too unwieldy to figure it out. But now it's starting to work, so head on down there. Okay, it's like 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. We're with Deborah Lucero. And Deborah, let's talk about our community access.
Okay, before we do that, I just want to bring up one more thing because you brought up the veterans. We are also, we wrote a grant, Shasta County Arts Council wrote a grant, and it was the Veterans Initiative in the Arts. So we have eight artists that are going into the Reading Veterans Home teaching jewelry making, photography, painting, and music. And so far, and what we've done is every Tuesday, I believe it is, or every Thursday, we have for the next eight Tuesdays, we have them going in and they're getting a sample of what they would like to do. And then once they decide which artist they would kind of like to go with, then we're going to do a more intensive training. So we're really excited about that program. And you know what? The artists have been so excited to work with the veteran population. They are so cool at the Reading's Veterans Home. It's just so much fun to go there, and so many talented people that live there. There's many artists that live there. So we're excited about that program at Shasta County Arts Council.
That's cool. Great. We love to hear that.
Now, your television studios you have over there with the new with the new cameras and new studios the green and the green screen
and yep.
I mean, this is
really
great.
A nice setup.
It is a nice setup.
It's gotten better.
It has. We actually have what used to be the green room, which we've moved our green room now down to our old classroom space, which has which has worked out really great for these productions.
Downstairs.
Okay. And the bathrooms are right across the way. So they can go in the restrooms, but they also have, we put mirrors, just temporary mirrors downstairs. And we literally had 14 cast members in Amadeus. I think it was 14 or 17. I can't remember. And they're all in there, you know, getting ready. So our previous green room has turned into a studio. It's a full-on studio. It's a little chaotic right now because we have been making room for everything else. But I'm kind of excited because, as I said, we have the MLK program. And so that's our first group of students. And what we are trying to do is get people interested in doing their own programs. And I've talked to Carl about doing 4 live shows a year over there at the ballroom, where we would take this show on the road, and all those audience members out there that would like to see how radio is done on television can come over, and we could have a really cool forum 4 times a year and invite, it's limitless what we could do.
And
so
I think we could use those times for like a town hall to bring in specific types of people.
Absolutely. And local businesses like the pirate people today. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
Yeah. Yes. And we could also bring in, let's talk about,
show
crime.
Art.
Let's talk about crime. And we have somebody from the county, the city, the police, chief and the sheriff, be our guest, for one of those and then have people in the audience.
Right. Have
questions. So they can see it. They can have it up like that. But you not only can you hear it on the radio, you also be able to see it on TV.
Well, we just did a statewide historic meeting yesterday in Reading. For some reason, Reading has suddenly become a favorite spot of to start listening tours and things like that. It's kind of a point north, where people can come and learn things. So we had the statewide historic preservation folks here. And everything that we do in that ballroom, we have the capability of recording. So we are doing a lot of recording of things that occur there, and then we're putting it up on the public access station, which is Charter 180, 181, and 182. So 180 is typically our, the tourism that runs in the local hotels. 181 is the government channel, which you can always catch a rerun of City Council in Anderson, Reading, and Shasta Lake City. And then 182 is our education channel. So we have different programs that run on the education channel. I'd love to see more. And that's why we're trying to get the youth involved. It takes a long time to build something like
this.
You
have been working on this, Deborah. Let's see. 5 years now? Has it been 5 or 4?
Let's see. It's been...
I mean, as far as the 14, community 15, channel,
16, three,
and all
three
the craziness
years.
That went on with that, and then
well, I'll tell you the truth that I've got involved with it with Linda, with
Deborah,
with Deborah in the initial fight, and it was so stupid. The city council was so
anyway, you don't want to go there. Don't.
Not stupid, I shouldn't say that, but they were so uninformed about it, and then they came around in a circle, and I mean, frankly, it was just taking so much time. I just said, you know what, you guys just try and figure this out, and Deborah just dug in her heels. And and the, you know, eventually it all happened. So,
it happened with, you know, it didn't happen like it was supposed to happen.
No,
but the truth
like
is,
they told us it was going to happen.
Right. Because we were supposed to get, you know, $250,000 of equipment and we were going to hit the ground running. Well, we didn't. So instead, we got a $50,000 loan, which, by the way, has all been paid back to the city. And now we have a pretty fully equipped studio. And we are looking for people who want to do a show. I'd love to see, you know, someone who wants to. We talked about gun safety, doing a gun safety show.
Yeah,
if you'll
we
remember.
Have that. We have that one all set up, ready to go too. As soon as we're ready to get in there and do the filming of it.
Yeah,
we can do it on site. In fact, out there at the range, and talk about kind of like a basic pistol safety course and laws, just like we would do a concealed carry.
Yeah. So I mean, there's really it's limitless in Chico, which you know I do the same thing in Chico, and we have a public access station. We were the first two arts councils in the state of California to run public access, and we are doing movie review show. We have what we call it's like a news show that takes popular topics, and we have these
who
young.
Does that?
Some students out of Chico State are doing that. We also have two comedy programs. We have one that has not launched that's done by 12-year-old kids about how parents should be better parents, and it's from their perspective.
I like that.
And then we have one called Step by Step Painting, and we're actually going to launch a similar program here with local artists. Where we have an artist in 28 minutes, she teaches you how
to. Just like that, is it like the that old PBS one?
Yes.
The guy
uses, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Yes. We have our own local Bob Ross.
We do. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really fun. So,
there's so many things that are going on and so many things that are planned, and they're all going to happen because now all the equipment's sitting there.
Right. And we're out filming. You know, it's been a matter of training people, too.
In fact, I tried to get them into the Trump.
Yeah,
the Trump rally didn't work.
Didn't work. No.
Too bad because it would have been better. Instead, we had to watch. Anyway. Okay. This is it for, I mean, so how do we get a hold of Deborah and the Shasta Arts? Who do they call? They got questions, the website and all
that. Sure. Okay. ShastaArtsCouncil.org. Please go on there. We've got everything that you need on there. Our phone number is 241-7320. We're open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5, Fridays until 6, and every fourth Saturday the gallery is open. And quite honestly, we have 300 events a year, so we're always there.
Wow.
Okay, and another thing, too, is we were talking on the breaks about Orville. And we're going to run over a little bit. But we're looking at Orville. We're looking at all these things that are happening. Talked to a couple other people. Deborah's cousin is or
sister, sister in Texas.
Sister is a structural engineer. And the fact is that Orville spilt. She's not, but somebody.
Her
is.
Husband.
Her husband is. The looking at it is that spillway is just destroyed right now. Water's coming down, and it's all over the internet. And but the other spillway that it's going down, the dirt spillway,
it's never been used,
and it goes down the rock. And frankly, what they're all saying is this could be a disaster. Over there, because they can't pour the rock in fast enough.
Well, they can't do anything. I mean, you know, right now, what I'm hearing is that, and I think it's a little worrisome that our own congressman has put on his own Facebook page that, look, I don't have any.